welcome to Talking It, brought to you by the Watching It podcast. I am, as always, your host, Donnell, and with me is Robert. Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good. So, the second episode.
Yep, episode 2.
We're gonna try and do these monthly. I'm just going to, you know, just something. There's other stuff we like to talk about and share with you guys, and that doesn't fit in with movies and TV and stuff. Throw this on here. If it gains a lot of attention or anything, we might do extra episodes, or we might turn it into its own show.
Its own thing.
And then it'll overshadow Watching It, and we won't even know what to do anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, we'll start doing guests and interviews, and people start talking about us selling out, and we're not as good as back in the day. But we'll be making that money, so we won't care. That's a long time goal.
Speaking of making money.
Okay.
Do you go to McDonald's, Donnell?
Yeah, from time to time. I mean, McDonald's is an interesting place for me because, like, I know it's bad.
But it's so good.
But exactly, in the back, there comes times when it's like I need a Big Mac.
Like, it just you're an after breakfast McDonald's person.
I like both, but there are times. Yeah, no, sometimes I want some after, like, a breakfast McDonald's. I don't feel nearly as bad about getting as normal McDonald's. Like, if I get some breakfast McDonald's, yeah, I'm getting some breakfast. That's all. Getting normal McDonald's, there's some guilt there. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. I have really no interest in after breakfast McDonald's.
Okay. All right.
I do not go to McDonald's to get fries. Their fries are, they're McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
But they're not great. There's better fries out there.
Oh, there's definitely better fries out there.
Man. Fucking Jack in the Box used to have the best fries.
Oh, don't talk so to me about thick, Jack in the Box fries.
Those thick fries, and then they changed it, what, like 10 years ago or something like that, to like the McDonald's version of the fry. I was like, what have you done? Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box.
They've messed up the ultimate cheeseburger as well.
Jack in the Box has made a lot of mistakes in the recent, the ultimate
burgers
cheeseburger.
Don't go in boxes, okay? You wrap them up in the thing so I can unwrap them like a burrito and eat them in my car, okay? Mm-hmm. I cannot eat a hamburger out of a fucking box in my car.
You need the burger diaper, at least. You need
the burger diaper. You gotta have a burger. I need something diaper to catch the mustard and the mayonnaise, exactly, and the ketchup that falls out the back of it.
If you put my burger in a box, there has to be a burger diaper. Because it's an insult to me if you put my burger in a box and it's just a burger in a box. So yeah, it's a burger. Everyone knows how this is going to turn out. It's greasy. It's messy. And like Robert said, there's a good chance I'm eating it in the car. I won't say no one, but most people don't go and pick up fast food and then come home and sit at the dining table. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I can think of is like, okay, you're catering to the traveling family on the Great American Road Trip, and the expectation from them is they're going to sit at some weathered park bench at some shitty rest stop and have a picnic with, you know, some fast food. But you know what the problem with that is? Jack in the Box ain't at rest stops or gas stations or the big truck stops.
They're not in the middle of nowhere like these other restaurants. So, yeah, no.
Get your shit together, Jack in the Box.
You guys have been slipping.
Stop putting it in a box. Okay? It goes in a bag. Anyway, yeah, McDonald's.
We were talking about McDonald's.
So anyway, I'm a breakfast McDonald's guy.
All right.
I really don't want to be because it's so bad. No, fucking those hash browns are like 1,000 calories.
If you want to live happily, don't look at the calories on the McDonald's menu. It's just bad for you.
Okay, I'm just rolling with this. It's gonna take forever to get to the point.
We'll get there.
I really tried to stop.
Right.
Now, so I changed jobs, and now I've got a different commute. There are two McDonald's.
Not good.
Between me and work that are easily acceptable. I have to drive through the parking lot of the first one. It's the fastest way to get to work. It saves me 10 minutes.
Oh, damn.
By driving through the parking lot of this damn McDonald's. It's a whole grocery store complex, and it separates two roads that get me to the highway. Anyway, and I'm like, so I'm like, it used to be that, and I had to do that before when I worked at the old job. It used to be that, like, okay, if there's like the whole line is full, I'm like, okay, I don't have time to do that and get to work.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, if there's like if there's nobody in line, McDonald's is hella fast in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's 10 seconds. I don't even know how they do it. Like, I order something that's not on the menu.
Yeah.
I order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, which is not something they're used to. And it freaks them out almost every time. They don't know how to ring it up. It takes them a minute, or they're adding cheese. It's like, it's so weird. They mess it up all the time, too. I'm like, sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Makes sense. They got the sausage, egg, and biscuit. I'm like, just add cheese. That should be on the menu.
See, I specifically get that sausage egg biscuit because I'm not a big cheese man. I don't like cheese, and so that's one like
this. This isn't cheese. This is an American Kraft single. Yeah, there's no bovine lactate near this thing.
It's a piece of plastic. That's what it is.
Yeah, but it's so good.
No, it's not. It's
terrible. What I grew up with. I thought it was real cheese for a long time. It's like,
I remember growing up, me and my brother. My mom would get Kraft singles, and my brother stuck that on everything. And I would just watch him with disgust. I was just like, what are you doing? That is
pulling it out of that plastic. No. Like it's a juice straw, like vacuum sealed in there. Like, oh, I can't believe we survived. I can't believe it. Anyway, Donnell, I have a mission for you.
Yes.
If, next time you go to McDonald's and you get that sausage, egg biscuit, get it with cheese.
I don't want cheese.
Add cheese. Just do it for me. Just give it a shot.
No, I've had the cheese.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No, but I don't like the cheese. I already know I don't like the cheese. You're like asking me to test
thing together.
I've had the cheese plenty of times. I've had the cheese on plenty of other sandwiches, on the egg McMuffin, on all the other things. I've had the cheese.
You've never had it with your sausage and egg biscuit.
It's not going to change anything, Robert.
Why won't you do it for me?
I mean, one is I don't know the next time I get McDonald's breakfast. It could be a month from now because I haven't had it in a month either.
All right.
But okay. If I remember, I will get it with cheese. I will not enjoy my sandwich, and then I will come talk to you about it. Is that what you want?
Okay. Do that. You know what? Sidebar. Wait, that just reminded me of like the most epic shit you did at our previous job, at my previous job that you currently work at.
Yeah.
With the breakfast food. Okay. So,
I know where we're going.
We work in IT.
Yeah.
And in our job, it is very important for security reasons that you lock your computer. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, which there seem to be an awful lot of you out there, you hit Control Alt Delete on the keyboard, it brings up a blue screen in Windows, and at the top there's a lock button, and that prevents somebody accessing anything without logging in.
Or you could just use a keyboard shortcut of Control L.
Look, Donnell. We're teaching here. This is stage one. We'll do locking the computer with keyboard shortcuts in 201 next semester. Okay. Jesus.
We will be expecting your tuition.
But you know, we get busy, and every now and then one of us in the IT group. Which there were like nine of us about.
Yep.
Would forget to lock our computers, and it was common for if someone saw it before the policy was like if you see somebody they accidentally left it unlocked, just lock it for them. But you know, every now and then one of us, if we thought there was a window of opportunity, if the person was going to be long, you know, if they're on the other side of the room and you can see them down the hall or something, you won't do it. But if they've disappeared,
gone to the bathroom,
you'll get into their email,
do something.
And send an email to the whole team with something wacky.
Yeah.
Something like that. So Donnell, he forgets to lock his computer. And I don't know who did it. Do you know who did it?
I cannot remember. I think it was Josh. I think it was actually Josh.
Josh? Yeah. Okay.
I'm not positive.
And sent out an email to the team, said like, hey, I'm getting everybody breakfast tomorrow morning. Tell me what you want. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we're all like, oh, ha, ha, ha. So we all reply back, to the team email with orders.
Only that's what I actually got to say, because I think I remember actually that most people didn't. It was you. It was you and Adam were the only two actually who responded.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Do you want to continue? You want to continue?
No. Okay. I've got it. This is my right. story about you, motherfucker.
I know. I'm sure we're...
So a number of us...
Two.
Just two?
Yeah.
I thought it was more than that.
It was just you and Adam because...
Oh, okay. I really thought it was
everybody
more.
Else was like, where's mine? And I was like, you didn't order.
and of course, I knew it was a joke. You know, when I did it, and this guy Donnell brings it. He comes in the next morning. He's got homemade. Mm-hmm. Homemade breakfast. You know, like he didn't, I don't think he baked the bread.
No,
but,
I didn't bake the bread.
But you did. This wasn't like he stopped at McDonald's or something. This was, he made sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits and all this stuff.
I can't remember.
Like, it was fantastic. What,
Robert, you ordered something simple, right? I just had to like make some eggs and I think it was had like eggs, ham, and a English muffin sort of thing. But I remember Adam, I forgot what he ordered, but he ordered something that was like, I had no idea what the hell it was. So I literally had to like look it up and I was like, what the hell? How do I make this? And I found the recipe and I had to buy specific ingredients for his because I was just like, Adam, I forget what Adam ordered, but it was something that I was like, I don't know what this is. And then I looked it up and I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. And I think I burnt it a little bit because I remember telling Adam, I was like, hey, man, it's a little burnt. He's like, yeah,
hey, it's your first time, man.
Yeah, he was like, you made it. I'm going, I was like, I'm immediate. But yeah, that's another thing I said. I just remember Dan, especially, he was just like, where's mine? And I'm like, you didn't order. Like, if you would have ordered, you would have breakfast. And then he was like, no, well, now that I know it, you're never going to leave your computer. I'm like, oh, of course not. I was like, of course I'm not going to leave it unlocked. This is a one and done deal, guys.
Anyway, that was great. That was, it was just like so unexpected. Such a baller move to like,
I did make Lacey breakfast the next day. You know, she didn't order. She was like, I really want one. And I'm like, okay. Brought her a little breakfast.
We're saying a lot of names here. We'll have to bleep.
I mean, I think first name is fine.
I realize, you dropped some last names.
I know
in
that's.
There.
I it's hard for me not to say his last name. We'll cut it out.
I don't know why we do that with that person.
But. It's because it flows so well.
It's a good name.
It's a good last name.
It's a good name.
And what I love is we're talking about this last name that nobody will get to know what this good last name is now.
Anyway, McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to McDonald's.
Yeah, it's a long story. Okay, so this is gonna be like so anticlimactic. Such a build-up, so everybody's just waiting for it. We better not get a bad ending to WandaVision. Like, it's too much. Like, if it's crap, it's
Robert
like,
McDonald.
No.
McDonald.
Anyway,
let's finish the
McDonald's
story.
Okay, so I'm going through there the other day, and I kind of like look over and kind of like, I'm kind of like, hey, you know, like, what's going on in there? You know, like, what's your workstation look like? You know, you know, like, you got a bunch of computers around you and shelves and stuff. And then I see taped to one of the registers, a big, 11x8, you know, printout that's like, only 5 Happy Meals per customer. No, we do not sell the toys separately.
All right.
And I'm like, so I don't eat Happy Meals because I'm not a child.
Yeah.
Happy Meals are weird to begin with. But, I mean, I guess they're cool for the kids. You know, I wasn't rich. I didn't get Happy Meals a lot when I was a
neither
kid.
Neither did I. I always wanted them.
But yeah. Got them. So apparently they have Pokemon cards in the Happy Meals. They're special and they're playable. Mm. One of them's like crazy. So there's like a Pikachu card. And its special ability or whatever, I don't know how Pokemon plays or anything like that, is flip a coin. If it lands on heads, flip it again. Or no, if it's something like, okay, so you flip a coin, and if it lands one way, you're done. If it lands the other way, you draw a card. Okay. I think if it's tails, you draw a card. If you land on heads, you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, the laws say it's going to be 50-50, but I don't know how many. How many cards can you? Do you know Pokemon at all? Do you have a card limit?
I assume
this is a big deal that you can draw cards.
I mean, yeah, no. I mean, having additional cards in almost any game that's card based is always going to be good. I mean, some things want you to slim down your deck, but overall, I can't imagine it be a negative thing. That seems overpowered.
Because you could just I mean, potentially someone, like, if this is tournament legal, which there's no way it is, there are going to be people like practicing that and be like,
there's going to be a kid out there with a weighted coin that
they're going to have to
be a ref with a coin, like, you can't read your own coin.
No, there's going to be people out there, and there are people out there that can make a quarter land with a great deal of accuracy on one side, and you know, like, you get that card, you're gonna spend like hours. If you're going to tournaments and you're like serious, you're gonna be trying to make it land on tails all the time.
So everyone always says that it's 50-50 when you flip a quarter. It is not
really,
because they've done tests, and I think it's because so on the back of a quarter.
Oh, because there's a weight difference.
Yeah, on the back of the quarter, you have the eagle. On the front, you have George Washington's head. Yeah. Because George Washington's heads take up.
Well, now there's different states and stuff. But in general, states, but back in the day, a classic quarter, an 80s quarter.
And so George Washington, I think it's that George Washington's head takes up more surface area, and so it weighs slightly more, and it means that tails comes up more often. It's only like it's. I think it's like. It's a 51.2% chance that it's going to be tails. So it's not a huge differential, but I was like, yeah, it's not 50%.
So you're saying that there's, so really there's no difference when you call it, but there is. So you should always pick heads.
No, you should always pick tails.
Oh, yeah. The head sorry. You're right.
Yeah. So you said, if you will win more. This is just a little knowledge for you people. We're just out here giving, locking your computer, now quarters.
Yeah.
Call tails.
Okay, so back to McDonald's.
Okay, we're still at McDonald's with the Pokemon.
We're still at McDonald's. So okay, so obviously what has happened here is they've released this, and there are people going through the drive through or going in, which you can't really do anymore.
Yeah,
and they're going like, "Give me 100 Happy Meals," and you know, then they're just taking the cars and throwing the food in the trash.
Yeah,
right,
probably.
Right. That's like that. That's the only reason that would happen.
Yep.
And then the next part is, we don't sell the cards separately.
Yeah.
I'm like, why the fuck not? You want to make money, McDonald's?
I mean,
Pokemon Company.
They're making money.
Nintendo
anyways,
of America or whatever.
By making you buy the Happy Meal, they're making money.
Like if you you'd put those cards in the front with a quarter machine or something. I mean, I guess it's COVID, so that'd be hard.
Yeah.
You just sell millions of them.
Yeah.
It'd be so ridiculous.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
I think they're making fine money on the Happy Meals, Robert.
Yeah, I'm just saying they can make more.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think it's fair. Okay, because somebody's going to get their Happy Meal and they're going to get like the cool Pokemon card and the other one's going to get one of the other 25 or whatever they're special cards.
What if you're a vegan? You know, what happens then? You can't get any of the cards.
Do they have vegan Happy Meals?
I don't think so.
Oh, God, I'm looking this up.
Oh, man.
I bet somewhere has fucking vegan Happy Meals. I bet India has vegan Happy Meals because they don't eat cows.
Yeah, but I think they just do more chicken. I just think you got your McNuggets, you got your chicken strips.
I don't get that.
You can do some salads.
What do they got against the chicken?
I don't know what they got against.
I don't understand anything about the Hindu religion, so anything that I say here is just me talking out of my ass. And
as previously stated, Robert's views presented by Robert Bell are not representative of the Talking It or Watching It brand.
So their whole thing is like is reincarnation, right?
From what I understand, we're going in a weird territory. From what I understand, is the cow. I don't know why. And if there is anybody who is Hindu who would love to correct us, we would love to hear it because I would love to learn more. And I guess that's dumb because I could always just, you know, we have the internet at our fingertips. Why haven't I just looked it up? But hey, maybe I will. If not, if you would like to drop some knowledge on us, like we have dropped some knowledge about quarters and locking your computer, we will be more than willing to read it and share it with anybody. But anyways, from what I understand, it's just that the cow is sacred for some reason. I'm not sure why, but
yeah, the idea is that if you're good in life, you can be reincarnated into a better life.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And somehow being reincarnated as a cow is sacred and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they also, you know, maybe that's the Tibetans who believe other things, like your mother could have been like a worm, an earthworm or something. So don't even kill any animal and stuff. Mm. Anyway, reincarnation is weird, but I'm just like,
is weird.
But if they eat chicken, I'm like, does the chicken not count? Is the chicken not in that echelon?
I mean, or hierarchy? If reincarnation is a thing, eating any animal, you're instantly, you could be eaten.
Yeah,
if
you could be,
So I think it's looking at, I mean, like I said, the cow is sacred, but I think it's accepting that in order to survive, because I mean, that thing is, I'm pretty sure you can be reincarnated as plants too. So like, what, we just don't do anything? We don't do anything. I don't know. My thought is you just, I honestly don't know. I don't have a thought.
I'm gonna have to look that up. I want to know why the cow is really important. I mean, I can understand the cow being the most important animal, but why the cow is important and a chicken is not. Anyway, McDonald's does in fact have a vegan Happy Meal available in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Right. This is from Live Kindly, another .co. The new McDonald's Veggie Dippers meal. has been granted full vegan society accreditation. There's a vegan society? Of course there is.
Apparently there is. Yeah. I mean, there's a society for everything, Robert.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
And contains rice and pea-based gouillons served with fries. What's a gouillon?
Gouillons. No idea. You're the one looking it up.
G-O-U-J-O-N-S. Anyway.
All right.
There we go.
So, Robert, I want to talk to you about something. And it's something I know you have experienced. I experienced it this week. And it's one of those things that you just, it makes you realize you're getting older.
Okay. I'll tell you what makes me realize I'm getting older is my fucking hair's falling out.
Yeah. See, but here's
my thing. I go, a lot when I'm trying to get off the couch. Exactly,
but let me get into this, Robert.
Okay.
Is...
Donald's getting serious.
No, it's not. So this week, we had our snowstorm over the weekend.
Yes.
And so I stayed in, I basically from
How many
Friday,
feet did you get? How much did you get?
I think it was like a foot and a half.
Foot and a half, okay. Yeah.
But then there was ice on the road. So from Friday to Monday, I stayed in my house.
Okay.
It's like, no, not going out. I had enough food. But I think kind of like you, I mainly had like eggs for some eggs and other stuff. So I was, okay. I made eggs and ramen twice.
I mostly just didn't eat. And then I had a nice summer sausage and cheese platter with an apple.
Nice. But finally, Monday rolls around. I didn't go into work because it was too icy in the day, but I checked the conditions throughout the day. It got better. And I'm like, all right, I need to go to the grocery store. But remember, haven't been out of the house since Friday. And when I haven't left the house in multiple days, I can guarantee you, I haven't put on any clothes.
Okay. That
period of time. Like, I'm wearing my pajamas all day, every
day. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, time to become a human. So I go in my bedroom and I put on a shirt and I put on my pants, you know, getting cleaned up. And then I'm like, all right, got to put on some socks and shoes. So I sit down on my bed and I lift my foot up and I slide my own foot into the sock. I'm like, good. And then I lift my other foot up and I start to slide my foot into that sock. And I don't know what I did wrong, but I pulled something in my back.
Oh.
And my back, like, excruciating pain.
Ooh.
And just, like...
Upper or lower?
Lower back.
Okay.
Lower back, excruciating pain. And the whole time, I'm just like... I'm not picking up a box. I'm not wrestling with somebody. I'm not running, doing anything. I'm putting on my socks, Robert. Yeah. I'm putting on my socks. And I injure my back. So I go to the grocery... I get up. Back is killing me. I go to the grocery store. I get home. My back is in agony.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tuesday, Wednesday, I am in pain.
Yeah.
Just suffering. And then Thursday, Friday, I can move more, but I still feel a little bit of ache. And if I get up too quickly, I feel it. Even today, this is Saturday after this. And today, not too much. I'm pretty much back to normal, but a little bit of ache. And the whole time I'm thinking in the back of my head, I was laid up for 2 days.
Yeah.
With 3 days
for a fucking sock.
Yeah, putting on my socks. And I'm just like, that didn't happen when I was 16. That didn't happen when I was 20. That's what, like, they tell you, like, your body
you
is
don't stretch enough.
Your body is growing and changing all this stuff. And at 25, then it stops. But what they really need to hammer home, and I think also older people, because whenever you talk to older people, like, oh, you ain't old. It's like, yeah, I may not be as old as you, but I'm now feeling the repercussions of being old because. After 25, you're on the decline. No matter, and you can slow the decline. Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of people, especially if you're exercising, and like I said, stretching, you can slow that decline, but it doesn't matter. Before 25, when you break a bone or your cells break down, you're making almost perfect copies when they come back. But after 25, your body's half-assing it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, this is what you get. This is all it. There's no perfect copies anymore. Like I said, it's one of those things of, I never, before 25, remember putting on my socks and being laid up for 3 days. Like, it's like, this is in, it's just like, I remember also the first time at the same job that we were talking about earlier, I was sitting there one day and like my hands were really aching. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, it was a couple days and I was just like, man, I'm like, I work on computers all the time and I play video games on computers. Mm-hmm. I'm very much on computers. And carpal tunnel is something that happens to you if you
use
that. Yep. And so I started thinking, like, am I getting carpal tunnel? Like, I just got this ache. And I brought it up at work. Like, yeah, I got this ache in my hands. And one of my coworkers, the guy with the last name that we're not going to say, he was like, how old are you again? I was like, 31. He's like, no, you ain't got carpal tunnel. You're just 30. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, don't you remember, like, you always hear those old guys like, ah, I feel a storm coming in my knees.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, that's when you're older. And I was like, yeah, you're 30. And I'm like, it starts now?
Yeah.
I was just like, this ache in my hands is because it's getting cold outside and it's going to rain. And they're like, yeah. And it's true because that ache only comes and goes. It's not a constant thing. And I'm just like, oh, all my life, I was literally like, yeah, you get, after a while, you're no longer young, but you're not old. And I'm not saying, I'm not even saying I'm old. I'm just saying that I'm feeling the effects of what happens of being old.
Yeah.
Is you're not old until you're like 60, 70. And then when I found out, no, once your body's on the decline, the effects of age start showing up.
Our 20 summers are over, man.
Yeah.
Like you only get 20 summers and ours are over.
Yep.
And I wasted a lot of mine. I'll tell you, man, I'm in the same boat. The last time I pulled out my back, it was bad, man. It was rough. So I was brushing my teeth. I was brushing my teeth and I gagged a little bit on toothpaste or something. And I don't know, man. When I brush my tongue, it's rough.
Oh no,
it's
no,
hard.
I'm the same.
I don't
boat.
Know anybody who like. I don't want to meet the person who's just like stone cold psycho, like staring in the mirror, brushing their tongue and not gagging and shit.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, it's rough. Dental hygiene is not fun. Nothing about it.
No.
It's the worst. Anyway. I gagged and I coughed really hard and I pulled out my fucking back. Man, it was bad. What do you take for yours? Anything?
I just had some ibuprofen.
I do like 400 or 500 milligram Tylenol a day, like, and some weed. And some alcohol, you know, self-medication. I can't afford a doctor for this shit. They're not giving me, I don't need no Oxycontin to get addicted to or shit, you know, whatever. That's what they give me. So it actually sucked because so I was like a week. It was bad, but manageable.
Yep.
And then like it started to feel okay. I was starting to be able to stretch and touch my fucking toes again. And, you know, stuff like that. And then that bass speaker over there arrived. And I'm like, well, I got to get this in the house. It's a big, you know, 12-inch bass speaker. It was heavy, awkward, you know, my back's hurting a little bit. Oof. Pulled my back out again.
Mm.
And it's like, let me tell you, when you roll right into the other, it gets worse.
Yeah.
Much worse.
Oh, yeah.
I had, I don't own a cane, but I own an umbrella that functions as a cane. Like, there's this long path I have to walk across, you know, to get to the office.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, inching along with an umbrella as a cane, hunched back in an L shape for, like, a whole week. I had to take a day off work. It was so bad.
Damn.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
Getting old sucks.
Yeah.
But, no, we just need to stretch more and exercise
more. Yeah,
like but because we're nerds and we sit in front of the TV and computer all day, you know.
I was doing really good with working out. Then I got a dog. And because I got that dog,
dogs are supposed to give you more exercise.
Yeah, we go on walking and stuff, which is great. And we do some running. But like,
Jog.
I want to like do some more. I want to get back to doing my boxing routine.
Yeah.
But I'm not able to leave him alone.
You. Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, I just thought bring up the trials of getting old, you know. And like I said, I'm not saying I'm old. I'm just saying I am past the point where my body is like, nah, we bounce back. We're here. There's no more bounce back. Everything is a process.
Man, when I was small, I fell out of a tree, and I can remember it distinctly.
Mm-hmm.
The pain shooting through my body.
Yep.
And there was like I was probably out down for like 45 seconds, which was a long time to me, you know, when I was 11 or some shit. You know, people were freaking out, and I was like, no, I'm fine. And I just went and started running around playing again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that, I felt like a story from the tree.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, fell on bare ground and tree roots. And like, but now, all I can think about is like, if that happened to me now, I would die.
You're done.
Yeah. I would be dead.
I remember being young me, being kid me. I remember this one time. It was like I was like 6, 7, and we were having a barbecue at my house. Everybody's there, and all the kids. We had a really nice sized backyard. We were in a military house and had a backyard. Everybody's running around, and like for some reason there was this weird. It wasn't a shed. It was like this weird It was something for like I said, military housing. So it was something for the military. It was this concrete, like patio, and then there was like a wooden structure that we didn't have the keys to, but in the back of our yard. Don't know what, I still to this day don't know what the fuck that thing was. But anyways, I always use it as a boat in my imagination. This is my ship. But anyways, we were playing on that, and I ran, and I, like, there was some chain. I ran, and I hit the chain, and I went face down and, like, slid, right?
Yeah.
Bounce up, back to playing, having a good time.
Yep.
Then my mom's like, we're barbecuing. They're like, come get some food, everybody. And so we all come again, and we're sitting there getting some food. And my mom turns around to hand me a plate, and she's like, oh! And I was like, what? And she's like, I had like scraped my all the skin off of my forehead and just blood. But kid me was just like, I don't see anything wrong with this. I'm fine. And like my mom freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just I don't know what's going on here. But yeah, you just bounce back, you know? You just bounce back as a kid. You just back. You're just doing it.
Yep,
now, all that stuff, all those things were, because I had so many times I had the wind knocked out of me as a kid. And it was like, yeah, I was winded. And yeah, maybe, you know, down for 10 minutes, but then I was back. Now I was like, oh no, I'm pretty sure I'd be calling it a day. Just be like, I'm getting in bed and I may not be in work tomorrow.
If I could quantum leap back into my child body, I'd be like, I'm invincible. I'd do anything. I'd jump off anything.
I think part
I'd be like, I can survive it. I can take it.
I think it's partly also mental, because that thing is kids for some reason do believe they're invulnerable. And I think it just plays out somehow. It's insane. But anyways, that's what I was going through this week, Robert. But it's been a month.
Yep. Oh, shit.
And we need to give everyone an update
on
the water pizza.
Okay. So today. As we before we recorded, we did the water test.
We did the water pizza.
We did the water test. And I'm regretting immediately, and I apologize to everyone. Originally, I was like, oh, you know, we should record this. And then it was like, okay, well, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
I immediately regretted not recording it.
We should have recorded it.
It was fantastic.
We apologize. We need to be better about this whole podcast. Because I was like, we didn't even post the video. If people wanted to find this, it'd have to go out. But if you did see the video, what you saw was a man who runs his pizza underneath the faucet before eating it, and we decided to test that out.
Now, the article was like, she needs to call the police.
Yeah, and divorce her husband. Like, it was, the people were calling that.
First, that was an overreaction.
Well, let's get to that.
Okay.
Let's get to our reaction. I was going to set it up, but yeah, so we ordered a pizza. And we each took a slice.
This was the first slice, hot delivered pizza.
And it's a good pizza.
It's a good pizza.
I'll be honest.
This is fantastic pizza.
It's one of the best.
For those in the Seattle region, there's a couple of them around. Amonte Pizza and Pasta, fantastic pizza. I haven't ever had their pasta, so I can't say anything about that.
We are not getting any ads from this.
We are not brought to you by
Amonte Pizzas. And you hear us talking about you, and you would like to have us do some advertising for you.
It's watching a podcast at gmail.com.
We're not just fans. I mean, we're not just advertisers. We're fans.
Excellent.
Please get a hold of
us. We had a sausage and pepperoni.
Yep. Pretty pizza. Basic.
Clearly, we're not vegans. And
no.
Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go?
You go first. You go first.
I don't feel like it definitely detracted something from the pizza. Mm-hmm. It didn't harm it in any way. This is what I imagine cornflakes with milk is like.
Okay.
Like, it's just adding a liquid to something that's not supposed to have a liquid in my opinion.
Okay.
It's like drinking water and eating pizza at the same time, which is just not something you do.
Yeah.
So it's bizarre.
Yep.
But I don't think it really hurts anything. I think if this gentleman that's being chastised for this, if he likes it, I'm fine with it. Okay. I don't think he's hurting anything.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
So I will say,
I'm so serious about it.
Leave
him alone.
I was very anti this.
Donnell was like, he was
against it. I thought it was going to be sacrilege to ruin a pizza. I will I can admit when I'm wrong.
Up to the second.
Oh, yeah, no.
Up to the second that we did it, Donnell was like, oh, my God, why are we doing this?
It is not terrible to the pizza, but I will also say it is not a positive. It was definitely, it's still in the negative category, only slightly. I felt like the water, one, doesn't do as much as I thought. I thought it would ruin the pizza. But it
didn't
it makes,
cool it down as much as I thought it would.
It didn't cool it down as much, for one. We did use
it. Definitely wasn't hot. Cold water. It wasn't like burning hot.
Yeah. But
By the way, the pizza place is 2 minutes away from me.
So they got it out of their oven and was basically here.
Yeah. It did not have time to cool down at all.
But yeah, so it didn't, like I said, do as much as the pizza. But one is like the weird bite when you're biting in and you get this weird like, if you ever had that those Gusser's candy where you bite and
you get this
weird burst of water that just wasn't appealing. And then also after like, so we ran under the water a couple, like we took a bite, ran under the water, took a bite. And then after we stopped running under the water and the water kind of gets to sit for a second, it did kind of get, it didn't get like in the dough where it was soggy, but it like kind of got in the dough a little bit where it wasn't pleasant. So it's one
I don't know if we were using the right technique. Because we got water everywhere. My hand was soaking wet.
I mean, I watched the video when he did it. It's kind of, he's standing at the sink. And he just runs his pizza into the water. I mean, I can't remember.
Did you do it once? I ate half the slice.
I did it, at least three bites. and then after that, like I said, and so like, it's one of these, the negatives aren't so bad. Where like I said, like Robert was saying, if this guy enjoys it, more power to him. But for me personally, the benefit of being able to eat my pizza 3 minutes sooner is not a big enough benefit to outweigh what the water does to the pizza. It's not terrible. Like I said, it still tastes like pizza. The pizza didn't fall apart. And overall, it didn't have that much of ill effect. But the ill effect was enough where it's like, I'll just wait 3 minutes. I can wait. And so that's where I am. Like I said, it's still a negative. It's still in the negative category. It's just nowhere near as negative as I thought it was going to be. And like I said, this guy, if he enjoys it, more power to him. Me personally, I'll be waiting 3 minutes.
I'll never do this again.
This was the first and last time.
Oh no! See, I'm like bite into it as soon as you can. I mean, that first bite of like the cheese is like completely melted, like still bubbling.
Ooh, golden hot. I mean,
yeah, I'll take the heat.
Especially if you burn your tongue or the top of your mouth, you don't get to fully enjoy the pizza anymore because now you got a burnt tongue. So I mean, I do like a good bite, but yeah. Anyways, that is our update on the pizza. If you would like to do it yourself and let us know what you think, so you can always email us, and we will circle back on this again.
Email
us
at watchingitpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You can also message us on Twitter or at watchingitpodcast on Instagram.
Yep. All right. Well, Robert, you want to get into a little news?
Yeah, let's do some news. Donnell's been collecting articles all week. Let's see what he's got for us.
So I got a couple things here. I'm going to let you know our last story is a saga, right? Multiple parts. So yes, we have an epic saga for our last story, Robert.
Okay.
Before we dive in, though, I do think just real quick, want to circle on. I know you're from Texas, Robert.
Yep.
And Texas is going through a hell of a time right now.
Yep.
With the snowpocalypse that is going on there. And
I
so,
like
yeah.
I like Ted Cruz and all his stuff that he's got going on.
Yeah.
And somebody unearthed a tweet that said, I'll believe in climate change when Texas freezes over. I'm like, it happened.
Yep, you're like, there it is. Yeah, so I work with people in Texas, and they're out of power, frozen water.
Yeah,
it's rough there. So I mean, if you are in Texas listening to this right now, I mean, this is coming out on Wednesday.
They can't listen to us; they have no power.
Oh, that's true, and they might have a battery powered something. They got some battery charge. Maybe if you are listening to this, there's better things you could be doing with that battery power. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But we also hope you guys are doing well down there. It's been in the headlines, of course, and this winter storm is hitting everybody, some more than others, because obviously we didn't have too bad, but
we had a weekend.
Yeah, we had a weekend. And so yeah, I hope everybody down there's doing all right. Anyways, these news stories, Robert.
Yeah.
You are not privy to any of this.
No, I'm not. You don't. Fresh news. I've asked what you're going to talk about, and you won't tell me.
No,
so.
I can't. I mean, it ruins it.
We're doing it live.
We are doing it live. That is how we
live
roll.
To tape, I guess.
All right. So our first story, Robert, is And this one it's not really news. It's just it's an opinion piece of some sort, and I just agreed with it wholeheartedly. So, Mortal Kombat, new movie's coming out.
Okay.
Yep. And we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Uh huh.
Where everybody needs to wear a mask.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
There are multiple characters in the Mortal Kombat universe that wear masks.
Yeah, a lot of them.
This news story is, why is it so hard to find, or why are there no official Mortal Kombat pandemic masks? And there aren't.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's WB.
Yeah. There should have been a Sub-Zero mask out immediately.
And so here are some from Etsy. These are not official. These are someone made.
Okay.
Like, I'd rock one of those.
That'd look pretty good.
I'd wear one of those.
Is it like Noob Sabiot? Do they got Noob Sabiot?
I mean, it would be black, but I'm sure they do. I said, but to me, I was just like, yeah, this is, you're printing money. You're trying to hype up your new Mortal Kombat movie coming out. It writes itself. People need masks. Why wouldn't you want a Mortal Kombat mask?
Like, yeah. Well, there's a lot of masks that didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, it took a while for us to get into the designer mask.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, why did no billionaire figure that out? Like, eventually there's going to be a pandemic where people have to wear masks.
Yeah.
Like, let's get that ready and get a bunch of designs ready and everything.
But it just seems obvious. Right? Like, agree? Everyone agrees. It seems obvious.
Is it a licensing problem? Because I'm assuming this person on Etsy that's making these, they're infringing on copyright.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying WB. And that's the thing is, so WB definitely has license because they actually showed. So here is a mass site where they have things like Superman, Batman, and all that sort of stuff. People who aren't even wearing masks like Superman, they're making masks there. So it's and those are all WB licensed products also.
Yeah.
So you can sell some licenses. You can get that out there.
Yeah.
There's even Harry Potter. That's another WB. So it's not that WB isn't willing to be like, hey, take all you. Like, why it? This is a rocket science, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, everybody agrees. This just makes sense.
Yeah.
So why ain't it happening?
And I'm surprised. that is super surprising because. I remember the original SARS outbreak 16 years ago, 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it never really hit the United States, but I remember seeing in the news that like Louis Vuitton was selling face masks.
Yeah.
You know, and Nike and stuff like that, you know, with all those logos. And I'm like, and I remember at the time thinking, oh, designer face masks. Next time we're going to get designer radiation suits and stuff like that. But I'm like, They knew this was a thing.
Yeah.
Why didn't somebody just have boxes of this ready to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
So of officially branded stuff, we got Scooby Doo, which has I guess it does have masks for the villains, but still overall that's not what they're. We got Scooby Doo. We got Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman. Wonder Woman, and Superman don't even wear masks. Freaking Looney Tunes, and then a whole bunch of Harry Potter from the different houses.
Which, by the way, these are images of just like the Superman logo.
Yeah.
On it, but it really should be like. Like the Batman one should just be Batman's jaw.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like. Exactly. You could be doing masks better, WB, is what we're saying. But yeah, that article popped up, and I just was like, I don't.
Where was this article from?
This is on Screen Rant, which
Screen
is
Rant?
Okay. Also one of the sites that I check regularly for updates on TV shows and comic books.
I'm aware of the site. I don't think I've ever visited it.
Yeah, yeah. They're decent. They're decent. They got some good stuff from time. They also do a lot of lists, though, so. There's a lot of 10 things about this anime that you didn't know. Like, stop it. No one wants
top that. 10 anime betrayals.
Yeah, exactly. And no one wants that. All right. We're sticking with the mass for this one, Robert. Mm-hmm. You ready for this headline? And I'm kind of scared you might agree with this, man.
Okay.
Because
where's
we
it
talked
coming from?
About chicken beforehand. So this is coming from ABC News.
ABC News.
This is fancy.
Okay.
This is real news. Are you ready for the
headline? Mainstream media. Go on.
Yep. Here it is. Angry maskless man denied food service.
Okay.
Returned with gun to steal fried chicken and waffles.
Fried chicken and waffles are fucking good.
And then underneath it says, man did not demand any money and even took syrup with his food before he left.
Nice.
So, yeah. This
Why was he denied service? Because he had no mask.
Because he didn't have a mask. Basically, okay. they were like, "You, this is a mask place." And this is at the True. This is the true Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles. I went there when I recently, well, not recently, it's been a while, but I took a road trip where I went over to Vegas, and then me and a friend drove to California, and then I drove back to Washington. And yeah, we hit up Roscoe's, me and my friend.
I've been there.
So he went to the real deal, and so here, I'm going to read a little bit of it. The incident occurred approximately at 5:37 p.m. at Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles, according to ABC News Los Angeles station. The KABC, the news abbreviation.
Yeah, so that,
according to the police and restaurant officials, a suspect initially walked into Roscoe's to order food but was denied service by the staff because he was not wearing a mask. Employees informed him that he could return to get food once he was wearing one.
Did you say why he didn't want to wear a mask?
I'm not sure. We'll see here.
Okay.
The man then left the restaurant and did indeed return, but this time he showed back up at the establishment with a gun. He comes straight towards me with a gun, points at me, saying, "Put all the chicken..."
I don't think you understood. I think what you heard was put some of the chicken.
Yes.
What I meant was put all of the chicken in the bag.
Cook Robert Gonzalez, who was working in the kitchen when the suspect walked in. Manager Angela Pietro.
Robert Gonzalez is my
alias.
Evil Mexican twin.
Said he didn't take or demand any cash from the restaurant, only chicken and waffles.
Like an equal ratio?
I don't say. He didn't take any cash, manager Angelica said. He actually took chicken, and before he walked out the door, he stopped and grabbed some syrup.
You need syrup on waffles.
I've been to Roscoe's and had the chicken and waffles. It is good.
Yeah.
It is good. I mean, you can come back. I mean, no matter what side of the mask.
I want to know what his aversion to wearing a mask is. Because this is a man who has decided... he could just put on a mask and get his chicken and waffles.
He just walk in with a mask.
Did he pay for the chicken and waffles that he got, or did he just steal them?
He just walked out.
He just walked out. Okay, so this is a robbery.
Yeah, this is a robbery.
At the same time, like, he didn't have to bring a gun into this. He could have just worn a mask for like 5 minutes and got his chicken and waffles.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, is it worth it? I mean, it's good chicken and waffles, but
you know who makes a good chicken and waffle?
Who makes a good chicken and waffle?
Cactus.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never.
They
had
only
it
do it on
them.
The weekends.
Okay.
And in the mornings. Me and another guy. We used to go get chicken and waffles and then go see a movie like early morning on Saturday, because that's the best time to see a movie. It's like first showing on Saturday or Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's there. There may be like 12 people on the whole thing. No kids. No teenagers. Like. It's just chill. You know, you can go get breakfast, watch a movie, maybe watch a movie and then get breakfast. Either way, you know, discuss the movie. It's a good way to see a movie. I saw Endgame that way. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. No, I've seen a lot of movies early morning.
For those who don't know, Cactus, there's two of them that I know of.
Yeah.
In the Seattle region, one in Kirkland, Washington, the other one in Bellevue, Washington. Mm-hmm. It is technically, it usually caters, it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yep.
First of all, so it's just chicken and waffles, you know, only on the weekend. And it's really kind of a restaurant that caters to housewives. Like, kind of like, this is a place for the lady friends to get together and have a few drinks and eat some food in the middle of the day. This is kind of like the feel of the restaurant. So it's very odd that they have like a kick-ass chicken and waffles in the morning for this, this like Sex in the City, you know,
establishment
at Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So, closing lines here of the article, nobody was injured in the incident, but the man who robbed the establishment is still at large as of February 4th. So this is a little bit of an old story. Hopefully he's been caught, or maybe he's not. And maybe he's just enjoying some chicken and waffles. No one knows.
Yeah.
But clothing line comes kind of from Robert Gonzalez. I almost got shot over some stupidity, I guess.
I mean, look, a man comes in with a gun and is just like, give me all the chicken and waffles. I'm like, all right, man.
Yep.
Like,
Yeah, I'm not going to fight that.
I'm not giving up my life so whoever owns Roscoe's can, you know, save a few dollars on chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So that was story number two.
All right.
Story number
three.
How many
stories do we have?
So we have a total of five.
Five? Jesus. Okay, we better get moving. Let's go.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? You got a good point. We're going to... So I skipped story number two, three, or four.
Give me the headlines. I'll pick.
All right. So story number three is world first face and hand transplant gives New Jersey man a second chance at life.
Okay.
And story number four, which I feel like we're going to end up on this one, Florida metal musician turns Uncle Skeleton into a Stellicaster guitar.
That's fantastic. We'll move on.
Well, we're doing story number five. Story number five. Yeah, that's we got to do story number five.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the skeleton because I just don't want to talk about hands right now.
All right. So, Felipe died in a motorcycle accident in Greece in 1996 at the age of 28, and his skeleton was donated to a local college.
25 years ago.
Yes. So, it's been at a local college.
Okay.
After 20 years... they finally...
good on him for donating.
So he finally ended up at the cemetery for his family. I got to scroll down to... I want to get into the part there. The bones were in pieces. So after they got it, the bones were in pieces. And after weeks of showing them to his friends, which I find is weird. Why are you showing your uncle's skeleton to friends?
I would do that shit.
Are you ready for this guy's name?
Yes.
His name is... I don't know if it's his legal name, but this is what is in the article... Prince Midnight.
Excellent.
Decided that since Uncle Felipe was a metalhead, we'd turn him into a guitar.
So wait. Prince Midnight is the guy, is the living guy.
Yeah, is the nephew.
Well, is it really? Or is it just some guy that has a weird name that's Uncle? What's his last name?
Uncle Felipe.
Uncle Felipe. Is that his real name or is that just his moniker? Captain Midnight.
It is. Uncle Midnight. Felipe is Uncle is capitalized like it's kind of his name. Now I gotta scroll back up. I assume this was his.
This could be like a bandmate that's just Uncle Felipe.
See, now I gotta.
There is a band just called Uncle.
I mean, the way they put it is Tampa musician. The subtitle is Tampa musician Prince Midnight made Ghoulish guitar to honor.
Clearly,
his
it's
uncle
the uncle,
Flippin.
But Donnell has completely lost his mind, and now he just is really looking into this bullshit that I'm saying.
Robert is terrible. This is why I need a new co-host. But anyway, so,
continue with the story. Yep, he became a guitar. Yep. So, his dream.
So right now I lost my spot because damn it. Okay, so anyways, French Miller was making guitars from scratch. Warned him that bone guitar wouldn't sound as good as one made from wood. But Prince Midnight was undeterred, which I feel like I think French would be like, why are you making a guitar out of your uncle's spine? But you know, the French are more worried about the sound quality. He said, I didn't care. Turning Uncle Flippy remains into a Ghoulish guitar was a challenge. And then they go into the details. So I just want to show you some photos so you can take a look at it, see what you think. So here it is being held up.
Oh, right there. Let me see. Oh, the rib cage.
Yeah, the rib
everything.
Cage is in
Jesus.
There. Yeah.
Jesus. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I bet it sounds like shit.
Oh, it probably sounds terrible.
I bet it sounds terrible. You have no resonance on that. So here's
Prince Midnight with the guitar.
Oh,
fully out there. So
oh my God, what's going on with his hair?
Yeah, check that guy out.
This guy is really hanging on.
That is a great.
This is a guy whose wife tells him every day, "Just give it up, man." Oh, look, live your dream.
Yeah,
man, Prince Midnight,
mm-hmm.
Live it. If that's what you want to do. You know what? Fuck that bitch. What? Don't let haters get you down.
I'm so glad we've made up an imaginary wife that may or may not exist.
Anyway, he's holding the guitar. The guitar is like the pickups are on the spinal column. It's got the whole rib cage and the pelvic bone.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the skull? Why is the skull not on like the tuner?
Yeah,
like the head of the guitar. I don't know the guitar parts, but the parts with the knobs that tune the strings. That thing is badass, but that guy, oof.
How old is he?
I don't know if it tells us a
Prince
story.
Midnight?
Prince Midnight.
I'm looking that up. We need to see if we can. We'll find a clip and we'll play like 5 seconds of Prince Midnight. But I don't know if we'll be able to find this.
Here's something interesting. Oh, okay. So actually, to answer your question, Robert, there's some answers here. So although Felipe's skull was included in the remains, Prince Midnight said it was damaged and could not be added to the head of the guitar.
Okay.
And then also, Prince Midnight is forbidden by law from selling the Stellacaster.
Yeah, no, that makes
but
sense.
But he's having fun stringing along.
Stringing along
Uncle Felipe. Still, he mentioned still, here we go, and part of me feels like, you know, the woman that we were talking about wasn't his wife after this line. Still, he admits his project caused some awkward moments with his mom.
Okay, so I found a video of Prince Midnight playing his uncle's skeleton.
Oh!
So we're going to pause it for just a second, and we're going to listen. We're going to watch this video. It's a minute and 18 seconds. For you, those who are wondering, it is, let's see here. It is...
Real quick, before we go to the thing, I got to read the closing statement.
Oh, go for it, go for it.
And so like I said, after his project caused some awkward moments with his mom, and then we get some from Prince Midnight. He says, at first, he said it was sacrilege and the work of the devil. You know how moms are, Prince Midnight said. But I asked her, Uncle Felipe was the biggest metalhead of anybody. Where would he rather be, in the ground or shredding? She responded, shredding.
Excellent. Oh, my God. Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to watch that and see if we have any comments.
All
right,
let's see what we got here. And all we're
right.
back.
All right. So, it like I thought, it sounded terrible.
Yeah.
But not like... unuseful.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
I could see in certain genres of music, like a lot of ranges of music, you know, like Norwegian death metal, regular death metal, mm-hmm. you know, just metal, and you know, like even like goth, you know, metal, or you know, just goth music in general. Yeah. Like it has an interesting sound.
Yeah,
it has an interesting sound. And it looks also, badass to hang on the wall.
I was about to say, also, if you're performing that with that in front of a audience. For a metal band like that's the most metal thing you could have out there. So
that's some Guar level stuff my problem is he's not that good.
Yeah,
he's no Eddie. He's better than me. I don't know how to play the guitar. I cannot play an instrument to save my life. But you know, this guy's no Eddie Van Halen.
Yep. But yeah, all right. So there we go. So now,
but we didn't get to hear about the hands. But we're gonna move on from that.
Yep. So now. To close us out,
the epic saga. I've been.
Have
I've
you
been tempted.
Heard? Because you may have. I'm not sure. Have you seen any of the news about Gorilla Glue Hair Girl?
Okay. No. Well, yeah, no. I saw something about Gorilla Glue, and I said, "Fuck that! I'm out."
Yes.
I don't care. I don't care who's eating Tide Pods. This is more Tide Pod shit, right? Like I don't care who's trying to eat cinnamon or pour buckets of water over their head. Though actually that was for a good cause. No, I did not investigate, but I had heard that there was something to do about Gorilla Glue. I thought it had something to do with lips.
This is a saga, Robert.
Okay,
is a saga. So to begin with, we'll go with the beginning of said saga.
Okay, where's this coming from?
So this is coming from CNN. There's multiple stories.
Oh, yes.
There's multiple news
sources. It was all the rage this week. I just didn't get involved.
So this is from CNN, and this lady is from Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay. Many fine people from Louisiana.
Her name is Tessica.
Tessica?
Not Jessica. Tessica.
Look, we've been around for a long time, Donnell. Mm-hmm. We got to start getting weird with the names.
Yeah.
Look, you don't get Jamiroquai by accident. It just takes time. You know, like
I don't know. Jamiroquai popped up before we ran out of name for her. So Tessica. So this all came to head in February, but when this saga started, it was January.
Okay.
Because essentially what happened was Tessica ran out of her hair holding spray.
Hairspray.
Yeah. It's holding spray. So it's basically you
Wait. Is there a whole nother product? I know about gel.
Mm-hmm.
I know about pomade.
Mm-hmm.
I know about hairspray.
Yeah.
There's another thing?
There's a lot more. So, Robert, this is a black woman we're talking about.
Okay.
And what you need to understand is when it comes to black hair, we have our own stores for this shit.
Okay. Like, full stores. No, I'm unaware of this. Do tell.
It is. I mean,
because, I used to do a mohawk, and I did it with hairspray, so yeah. I know a little bit about it. But
it sounds like you were probably using a
hardcore level
hair and hole spray. Is essentially, it's all in the name. It basically it's a spray that it hardens in a sense to basically make your hairstyle stay.
Okay.
In a certain degree. So when you see some of those elaborate hairstyles where like it's just like it's perfect and everything's in its place and it doesn't seem to move, that's the holding spray that basically is like it can't move. But
that's what hairspray does. Do I need holding spray? Because hairspray is not a friend to me.
Hairspray is usually to actually soften your hair and make it more stylable, honestly. Because like I just ordered some hairspray because I am deciding, I don't know why, to try and grow out the top of my hair. I hate my hair, but something came over me. I have a sickness. I don't know.
Donnell's a good looking bald man. I'm just saying.
Exactly. That's why. Like, I'm one of the few people that I am not worried about going bald. Like, if I start losing my hair, it's just gone. I'm done. I'm not even gonna try. I'm just like, nope. Okay. I see all the ad for bald. No, get your save your hair, or you know, get hair revitalization surgery. I'm like, no. Screw
That's
it.
A lot of work.
The moment I start going bald, it's gone. We're done. Anyways. Back to our story.
By that point, who are we trying to impress?
Yeah. Well, some people start going bald pretty young. We're still trying. But anyway, to Tessica. Anyway,
yeah,
She ran out of her hair holding spray. Mm-hmm. And she really was trying to get a particular look with her ponytail.
Yep, I can see where this is going.
So she grabbed Gorilla Glue.
Okay.
And decided to use that.
Wait, did she not have any other glues around? I mean, I would start with Elmer's.
There's a lot of questions around this Gorilla Glue part, which we'll circle back to.
Okay, go on.
So, see, use the Gorilla Glue, and good news. It worked.
Kept her hair in place.
Her hair style was set.
Forever.
For a month before she decided, something's wrong, and I need help. So she started posting a month after.
I imagine sometimes that I'll be able to build some sort of device that uses lasers or something to be able to view and hear the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on my list. I want to see that thought process that she has. Like, a month. I would have freaked out after 3 days.
Yeah. I always, whenever I hear about stories about people getting something stuck inside of them or the thing, and they go for a period of time, I'm just like, what? I'm tapping out. Like I said, I'm tapping out after 3 days max. That's max.
Yeah. Like, look, if I was using like a regular hair product, but like maybe a new one that I'd never used, like hold spray, you know, I would be like, well, maybe this is just what it does. But if I'm like putting something that's not meant for my hair, like Gorilla Glue, if it's been stuck that way for 3 days, first of all, I wouldn't be surprised because I use Gorilla Glue. But I would also be like, okay, there's a problem.
Yep.
It would not take a month. Anyway, go on.
So anyway, so Tessica started posting, because this is what we do these days, instead of going to the doctor. She started posting online to Twitter and TikTok.
This is all fake to me now.
Well, like I said, this is a saga. We got a lot to cover.
Go on.
So anyways, and in it, she said, I washed my hair like 15 times. Another video, it has her slathering on shampoo, which failed to penetrate her rock hard hair. Mm-hmm. So anyways, according to Gorilla Glue's website, the glue, which is 100% waterproof, and usually used for fixing bathroom tiles and wood flooring and decking. It can be removed by acetone or isopropyl alcohol.
That doesn't sound like it's good for your scalp at all.
When the company got wind of Brown's dilemma, they reached out to her via Twitter. Hi, we're sorry to learn about your experience. We do not recommend using our products in hair as they are considered permanent. The message read.
And forever, there had to be a thing on the outside of Gorilla Glue container saying not for use in hair.
Yeah.
That was just how we got like...
Don't drink the bleach.
Yeah. Like, don't put your hand in the toaster.
Yes. You can try, and they said, well, you can try soaking the affected area in warm, soapy water or applying rubbing alcohol to the area, which was seen as he did. So that's the beginning of our saga.
Okay.
It's Tessica put it in her hair.
What was the finale? Did she get? Is she good?
We got.
Okay, we gotta keep. More. I just gotta. I'm along for the ride.
We're gonna get there. So, our next story comes up actually with, as you said. So, all right. So yes. So, woman who went viral. The headline is "Woman who went viral for using Gorilla Glue in hair gets treatment at a hospital." Okay. So, after that, she was all over.
Boy, that was a bit of a weird one for the nurse.
She was all over viral internet. And so a what are they called? GoFundMe was started for her.
Of course, America's healthcare system.
Yep. Asking, and she asked for, now I can't remember where it is. I think she asked for $2,000.
From who?
Just on GoFundMe. Like she's asking for $2,000.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to take a guess at how much she got?
Oof. $2.5 million.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's less, a lot compared.
More or less.
Less.
So she got $12.57.
No.
Okay.
So I'll tell you this. She exceeded what she asked for.
Oh, I thought you said she got less.
No, I said less than your 2.5 million.
Oh, okay. Okay, go on. Continue.
$15,000.
$15,000. Fantastic.
So after.
I'm surprised that her hair situation cost $2,000. I had like
I did not see this part.
A minor growth on my knee that cost like $17,000.
Okay. Well, this, oh my god. Wait. Oh crap. Okay, so one is she actually ended up making more ultimately. She got $23,890. Okay. Anyways, back to our thing. So see, but
the hospital and some investors got $23,000.
No, because anyway. Here it is on okay. her plight, because she had posted all over line. A plastic surgeon said he had a surgery that could remove the glue from her hair and he could get this done. It would cost $13,000.
Okay.
But he felt so moved that he was willing to do it for free. And she also, it's in California. She also got.
You can't buy this kind of advertising.
She got a free flight out to California.
Fantastic. So
didn't have to pay for flight, didn't have to pay for hair.
Okay.
So no, Tess, and I just, that's
the first. Did she save the entire plane from crashing with her Gorilla Glue hair?
Her Gorilla Glue helmet hair. But anyways, and then I just saw this story. Actually, I had never read this because I didn't hear. But yeah, and then officially GoFundMe has released the money to Tessica. So she just made. And so here is where I have to not get moral, but I'm just like, why though? Like, why are we rewarding people for stupidity?
Yeah.
She put glue in her hair, got a free flight. I know it wasn't a vacation, but still got a free flight to California, got a free surgery, and 20. I'm not saying that the money won't help her. Hopefully it will do great.
That's what
for
I'm
family.
Saying. Like, this is a whole.
But she got $23,000, almost $24,000 for being an idiot. Like, I'm not trying to be harsh, but putting Gorilla Glue in your hair
was a bad move.
Yeah, and we're rewarding her for it. What is this?
Could she not get cold spray?
I think she just couldn't
get
a store.
Where's her store? Where does she live? Where's she from?
She's from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
So here's another thing also is, so in talking, because I always.
I bet they have that at the convenience store.
Why did she put Gorilla Glue in her hair? Like, is it really, did she not know it was glue? And one theory was post forward is there is a holding gel for hair called Gorilla. I can't remember, Gorilla something. It's Gorilla. But okay. And so they said maybe she mixed it up. But I just feel like Gorilla Glue is very clearly what it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yes. So Tessica got the surgery and got her hair. And so the next part of the saga, we got three more parts. We're going to speed it up. So the next part is really short. After the surgery and getting her hair fixed, she went public saying she wished she never had went viral with her case.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, I have to say this. If she never went viral with her case, her GoFundMe would not have blown up. If she never went viral with her case, the plastic surgeon who did the surgery for free would never have seen her and probably would not have done it for free. And if she wouldn't have went viral with the case, she wouldn't have got her flight out there. So my thing is like, you're after the fact, you're saying, I wish I hadn't. But it's like, yeah, that's because you've already reaped all the rewards. Like, you got the money. You got your hair taken care of. I mean, she did lose all her hair, unfortunately. I mean, she got to keep some of it. And so, yeah, it's going to take a long time for her to grow back her hair. And I'm not trying to, like, that's traumatic and having your hair. But my thing is, it's like, to come back later, it's like, yeah, I wasn't ever went viral. Like, yeah, because you reaped all the benefits. You got a bunch of money.
Yeah.
You got a free flight. You got a free surgery. Like, to me, it's like hypocritical almost to be like, now this isn't great. It's like, oh, now that you're not getting anything off of it anymore. But anyways, and so the last two parts, one is the quick part, is in solidarity. But once again, I'm like, in solidarity, when someone has cancer and they lose all their hair and then everybody else around them saves their head in solidarity.
Yeah, you're
like,
yeah. That's special
it's
and amazing.
So when you're standing by them, like, yeah, we get it. It sucks. In solidarity, her family members, the women in her family, have all saved their heads. And my thing is, once again, solidarity for what?
Yeah.
She was dumb.
Yeah.
Like, there's no solidarity. It's like you're supporting her stupidity.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a weird world we live in. But anyway, and this is the final part of the saga. And this is the part that shows that the sickness is spreading, Robert.
Yes. Is this the part that I know about?
This is the part you know about.
Okay.
So, after Gorilla Hair Glue Girl went viral,
yep.
Another man in, was he in Atlanta or Louisiana?
Oh, tell me it's the same state.
I think he's in the same state. I'm pretty
sure.
Can
we like cut it off and push it into the ocean? State.
Yes, he is also in Louisiana.
Fantastic.
And he called it, which I'm like, oh, dear God. I'm glad he did come forward very quickly and like shut it down. But he did call it the Gorilla Glue Challenge. And I'm just like, no.
Stop
every freaking challenge goes viral and people do something. But anyways, he thought that all of this was a load of crock, which I'm like, why? Why would you think it? It's Gorilla Glue? But he thought all of it was a load of crock, that this was over-dramalized, and that C was just playing it up for the money, which, I mean, maybe C was, because he did get, but at the end of the day, she didn't know how it was going to play out. So I don't think it truly was that. I don't think C was playing it up for the money. But he thought it was. He thought that C was out of his... But so he decided to use Gorilla Glue to attach a red Solo cup to his upper lip.
Now, but there was something about his wife or his girlfriend or something?
No, not that I know. Let me see.
My understanding from the news that I perused was that he did it because he thought his wife was lying, that she got a cup glued to her lip.
Oh, no. He was doing it because... No, he was doing it because he thought that Tessica was over-dramatizing from what I saw. Yeah, he saw Tessica, and he thought all of this was some big stunt, some drama thing, that
he's trying to call her out.
And he was basically trying to call her out, but he's not that bad. Well, guess what happened to our, what's his name? Let's get it. His name is Lynn Martin. Guess what happened to Lynn Martin? He ended up in the ER and had to have the cup surgically removed from his upper lip. So, folks, the conclusion of this story is, for the love of God, it's called Gorilla Glue. It's a permanent glue. Stop putting it on your body, your hair, lip. Stop it.
So, first question.
Stop rewarding stupidity also. That's the other thing. Stop rewarding stupidity.
I don't understand why this was the end of the world. The lip one sucks.
Yeah.
But eventually, it would just come off.
With the cup?
Yeah. Because your lip is like replacing. That's outside. Yeah. It's replacing cells all the time.
I don't know how long, but it would...
But I'm
the cup was like this, man. I mean, he could lift it up. I got some food in, but I mean, this dude got to go to work. This dude got to try and have a life. He gets a cup on his face.
I can imagine. I want a short of some guy like walking around work, like
I want him
with a Dixie cup hanging off his lip, just being like, "Yeah, I did something stupid this weekend. it'll come off eventually. I don't have money to go to the doctor because I live in an American healthcare hellscape." But, like, couldn't she just cut her hair? Couldn't she just shave her hair? Why'd there have to be a surgeon involved?
That thing is, so her hair, where the hold was applied, because the way she wanted it, is on directly on her scalp. So it was the hair closer. So basically, she literally had a hair helmet because it was lit. So there's no really get a blade in there without cutting your scalp.
Was the hair good? Did it look good?
No. Identity. It was literally just a slick.
Is there a picture?
There is. It's
I need to see the picture. I need visual representation because I'm sitting here going, like, if I got like the perfect hairdo
and
then I glued
it
in place.
Yeah, you're just gonna
and
rock it.
And it was there for a month, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so that
my hair looks perfect.
This. It's just a slick back hair with a pony.
I'm not into it. I'm not a fan of it. But if she likes it, that looks, man, that is tight.
Yeah, it's real tight. And for the rest of your life, Robert, you gonna rock that? That one hairstyle?
No, it wouldn't last forever.
I know, but it's going.
It would last like six months.
I'm about to say at least 1 month. We know for sure because it was a month later, and she still had that.
Look, she did that before. she glued it there.
Yeah.
That is not a first time. Like, that's too well done. Yeah. I mean, it's not my style, but it's too well done.
People be changing their hair every other day. Robert Avery does this often.
Yeah, but those people don't put Gorilla Glue in their hair either.
No one should. Moral of the story, folks. If you didn't take anything from this podcast, if it's not how
don't
to lock
use
your
things
computer,
that weren't meant for
if it's not how to lock your computer or the burger diaper or anything else, yeah. Just moral of the story, stop putting Gorilla Glue on your body. Please, stop putting Gorilla Glue on your body.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this episode of Talking It, brought to you by the Watching It Podcast. You can email us at watchingitpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at Watching It Podcast. Donnell, where else can they find us?
Yeah, and as always, you can hit us up on Twitter at Watching It Pod. Crap, my brain just stalled out. I'm sorry. Watching It Pod.
You can also like and give us a 5-star rating and give it and write a review. We'll read the review on air, I'm sure, because we don't have any of those yet. And we'll be very excited about it.
Yeah.
See you next month.
Yep.
Bye.